Hi, this is Amy. Thanks for being here, really. Taking the time to step away from scrolling through all your information sources and just being here with me is a huge deal. I'm a psychotherapist and meditation teacher, recording from my home office in San Francisco. And I'll be your guide through this series on finding groundedness during this uncertain time that we're living in. We're all going through challenging feelings right now. This exercise is not to deny any of these feelings. When we're facing a crisis of any sort, anxiety, apprehension, or even fear can seem inevitable. This exercise is to help you experience that when challenging feelings like these take over and feel like 100% of you, there's always some space, some part of you that's free from that suffering. Let's take a moment to relax and settle into a comfortable position where you can just sit and notice your breathing. Now imagine a round table where all the different parts of you are sitting together. Right now, the anxious and apprehensive part may be taking up the most attention at the table, to the point that we can't even hear the other parts talking or even remember that they exist right now. My hope for you is to be able to notice these big feelings as they arise. And remember that it is only one part of yourself. When you allow all the parts to participate and be seen, that's when you can feel complete and grounded. Let's acknowledge there's a part of you that is very apprehensive or fearful, possibly. But perhaps earlier today or yesterday, you experienced a different part. One that it was able to relax as you were petting your cat or dog or watering your plant. Or one that was able to laugh at a silly internet meme. Or perhaps just a part that feels connected to other human beings and the planet right now, since we're all going through something together here. Recognize that each of these parts will take turns in your awareness. And it's important to greet each one as they show up. Just take a moment now and notice what parts of you are at the table, all the parts that have been showing up lately. Just letting yourself sit back and look around. The Buddha said that in one's lifetime, everyone experiences 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. To be able to make room for these wide and contrasting feelings, we need to have a solid container in which to hold them. Let's just settle in even more, deepening your breath, perhaps rocking side to side, just feeling the ground beneath you holding you up. Noticing your breathing, and just imagining yourself growing really big with each breath. Imagine you're fortifying the base of a large container to hold all of the anxiety and apprehension and fear. Let's just take some deep inhales here, deep exhales, just a couple deep breaths, just like that. Now let's imagine invoking a wise and loving figure to sit across from you. Perhaps this is someone you know who embodies these qualities. Maybe a spiritual figure like the Buddha, a powerful god or goddess from ancient times, or just someone who seems really trustworthy like Mr. Rogers. Or perhaps an older, wiser, more compassionate version of yourself. someone who embodies wisdom and love, qualities that have existed before these recent events and that will exist beyond. Let this kind being sit with you as you feel this fear and anxiety. Imagine them putting a hand on your shoulder, giving you a warm hug, or just lovingly gazing at you, giving you the strength and support to help you hold all that you're feeling now. Breathe in and feel the support of the wise and loving figure helping you hold all that's here. Breathe out and allow yourself to be held and supported by the ground. Breathe in and feel the support of the wise and loving figure helping you hold all that's here. And breathe out, allowing yourself to be held and supported by the ground. Let's take a moment and just do this a few times on your own. Now let's check in with that anxiety and fear that's showing up right now. The part that might feel helpless and doesn't know what to do in the midst of this global pandemic. Just notice how it shows up in your body. Is there a density to it? Perhaps a tightness, heaviness? Perhaps a change in temperature, maybe even a color. Where do you feel it inside? Perhaps you notice it in your heart or your belly. Maybe your throat. Just place your hand gently over wherever you feel this in your body. Let that anxiety and fear be met with the hand embodying this loving, wise figure and the grounding energy of the floor beneath you. Just let yourself titrate between the grounding and loving energies being transmitted by the palm of your hand and the anxiety and fear, wherever you're feeling it inside. Back and forth, just like that, feeling into the loving and grounding energies and the anxiety and fear. Just pendulating like a swing, moving back and forth. Making room for all of the feelings that are here to just be as they are without ignoring anything. Notice what it feels like to titrate back and forth like this. Imagining we're just growing the container to tend to all that's here right now. As we face this encounter with mortality, the mortality of all humans upon the planet, those we love, and our own mortality, we're being asked to step into a larger version of ourselves, to really hold all that's here. Breathe into the immensity of yourself, the you that permeates beyond your physical existence, that extends out and across the dreaming earth, cascading over treetops, soaring across oceans and rivers, reaching far and wide over meadows, mountains, and into the vast timelessness of the starry skies. The you that connects with the moonlight dancing on the water, the coyotes curled up in their dens, the symphony of crickets and wind blowing through tall grasses, the smell of fertile soil, the you that reaches far beyond your home and stretches out across the globe and into the hearts of all those you love. Breathe into your love of the most peaceful places in your mind, your most treasured people, pets, all the most beloved beings in your life. Just breathing, feeling into the immensity that's here. Each breath, creating a larger, more formidable container to hold all of this anxiety, apprehension, and fear you're experiencing. Although we can't make these uncomfortable feelings go away, we can create a larger container to hold them in so they don't take up all the space in our hearts and minds. Now imagine the round table again. Perhaps the table is much bigger now, and the fearful, anxious parts are still here, but they're being taken care of, perhaps held on the lap of the vast, spacious part of you that is also here, that's always here. Thank you for joining me today. Stay tuned for my next session on coping with loneliness. And until then, wishing you and your loved ones good health and protection.